This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
If you're wondering why brain function is so compromised and perhaps even your own isn't working as well as you'd like, check out two new studies that we've covered in articles on naturalnews.com. One of them talks about how canola oil has been found in a scientific study to harm cognitive function and actually reduce memory capability. And then another study has been found that turmeric or curcumin in turmeric boosts memory by up to 30%, especially in elderly subjects. So these two studies reveal that a common ingredient, canola oil, that is very often hyped as a healthy ingredient, I mean, it's been hyped that way for decades, is actually not as good for you as you think, and it may be impairing cognitive function. And canola oil comes from a plant called the rapeseed plant. Rapeseed is a plant that has known problems with human digestion or biology. And they renamed the oil. It used to be called rapeseed oil, but they renamed it for marketing purposes because who wants to eat rapeseed salad dressing? You know what I mean? So they renamed it to canola oil a couple of decades back. I forgot the exact year. And then they've been using it to push canola as the next greatest thing. But there are real problems with that. You know, all these oils, these vegetable oils, frankly, these soy oil, corn oil, and canola oil, I think are significant, if not the most common contributors to chronic degenerative disease in America today. Because these oils are part of everything. Most people eat them at every meal. And people buy canola oil salad dressings and they think it's healthy. They think, and by the way, a lot of salad dressings that are labeled olive oil salad dressings, if you look on them, it's actually mostly canola oil with a little bit of olive oil. And who knows even if that olive oil is real olive oil anyway. A lot of olive oil is counterfeit. So even if you think you're buying olive oil, read the ingredients because you may not be getting hardly any olive oil. Canola oil is in dressings, it's in sauces, it's in soups, it's in pastries, it's in mixes of all kinds. It's everywhere. And so check out the study at naturalnews.com. Just search for canola oil, brain function, something like that, and you'll find it. It's very interesting. Now, getting to curcumin and turmeric, here's the good news. So curcumin is the most common active constituent of turmeric, which is the root. You know, people say turmeric or turmeric, or some people, if they're mispronouncing it, they say turmeric. But that's not correct, actually. There's an R in there. T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, turmeric. Anyway, turmeric is, I think, the most potent natural medicine spice / food on the planet. And they're finding that turmeric protects cognitive function. Check out this study as well. Again, it's on naturalnews.com. And it shows that memory function, a tested functional memory test, showed 30% improvements among elderly, I believe this was among elderly, who were taking curcumin supplements, which is extraordinary. And, you know, a lot of people, they look at me and my work and they say that I'm pretty cognitively capable. I eat turmeric every day. I have a big heaping tablespoon in every smoothie that I make every morning. I use turmeric like food. I mean, I drink it every day, literally every day. And I've done that for years now. And in doing that, I've come to find or experience a lot of the benefits of turmeric. And I think that one of the mechanisms through which it works to enhance cognitive function, by the way, is that it helps reduce inflammation of the brain. And sometimes Alzheimer's has been described as inflammation of the brain. And you know, inflammation is the precursor to disease throughout the body. Inflammation of the cells, inflammation, you know, of skin or muscle tissue, inflammation of the joints is then diagnosed as one type of disease. Inflammation of the brain, many people say it's a pretty good metaphor for Alzheimer's or even dementia, even though those are not exactly the same two things. But looking at the research on curcumin, it looks like curcumin works by halting inflammation when it's systemic. So what if you could reduce inflammation of the brain or reduce inflammation of the joints, reduce inflammation of even the immune system? You know, a hyperactive immune system is not good for you. That can result in autoimmune disorders. You know, if it's overactive, now your body's attacking itself instead of just attacking some enemy pathogen or invading microorganism, for example, or invading virus. So inflammation is the precursor to so much disease in the body that all the things that are medically known to help prevent inflammation or normalize your body's response to inflammation, all those things should be very seriously looked at, I believe, as longevity strategies or quality of life strategies. And those include not just certain nutrients like curcumin, but also, by the way, time in nature, and walking through a forest, getting restful sleep. Meditation has been scientifically shown to be therapeutic, even medicinal, in many different ways, even according to Western scientists. And there are many foods and spices that also fit the bill for this as well, but I think curcumin is one of the most potent, if not the most potent, for across-the-board normalization of systemic inflammation. So this is something to keep in mind. Now, you can find turmeric in curries. If you go out and eat curry or buy a curry sauce, make sure it doesn't have MSG in it, because a lot of them do. I like to go to Middle Eastern stores. If you can find like a Middle Eastern food store in your neighborhood or wherever, check out a local Middle Eastern store. They'll have curries, perhaps, or turmeric powder. They'll have cumin powder. They'll have all kinds of exotic spices. And if you go through those spices, if you were to actually do a nutritional profile of Middle Eastern food, you would find that there are so many potent compounds, including anti-cancer compounds in a lot of those Middle Eastern spices, anti-diabetes compounds, neuroprotective substances, liver protective, you know, hepatoprotective, as they say. I found it fascinating that Middle Eastern food, for whatever reason, is very, very medicinal. And if you look at the cancer rates, interestingly, among people who live in the Middle East versus people who live in, let's say, America, who live on processed junk food, the rates are hugely different. Middle Eastern people don't have near the incidence of cancer as Americans, even when, you know, you might not think that many countries in the Middle East have very good, let's say, medicine systems. But it turns out they don't need as good of medical systems because they're eating, you know, healing foods all day long. So if you happen to like Middle Eastern food, then I encourage you to eat more. Or even, you know, like I'm talking like Lebanon, you know, Lebanese food is very therapeutic. It's very medicinal. The kind of food they serve in Iraq, believe it or not, you know, traditional Middle Eastern food from Syria or Jordan or even, you know, Palestine, all these places across the Middle East, Egypt, you name it, the foods are actually far healthier than foods that people eat in the United States. And now Western science is validating and proving that again and again. So there's a lot of, you know, the answers to a lot of health challenges are already out there. They already exist in nature. They're on the shelf at the grocery store in many cases. You look at a grocery store, you see ginger root, you see turmeric root, garlic. I mean, just that right there, plus onions, if you want to count that as well. You know, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower. These are all powerful anti-cancer medicinal foods. You know, people lament, you know, they don't have access to natural cancer drugs because the FDA hasn't approved them. People, just go to the grocery store. Anti-cancer drugs, so to speak, are all over the place in that grocery store. You just have to buy them. They're all in the fresh produce section. You know, oranges, lemons, limes, celery, root vegetables, salad greens that are really potent, arugula, for example. All these things are anti-cancer. Like, there's anti-cancer medicine all around you. Just most people, you know, they're kept away from the information. You know, it's not reported by CNN or the lying Washington Post, fake news. They don't want you to know there are cancer cures and cancer prevention foods all over the place in your average grocery store. They want you to go spend $100,000 at a cancer clinic to be poisoned with chemotherapy so they can make money off repeat business. Because chemotherapy, the number one side effect is, of course, more cancer. But if you just go to the grocery store instead and you start eating something like a macrobiotic diet, maybe some brown rice, and start juicing some kale and some spinach with like lemon and lime juice in it, you know, to make it taste better, and just have some beetroot, and you know, have, frankly, you know, some of the herbs and root vegetables I've been talking about here. Do a little bit of turnip in there if you want. I mean, these are all anti-cancer. And people who have cancer in the United States, almost across the board, are people who are living on processed junk food. Processed food that's devoid of the nutrients and minerals they need while filling their bodies with toxins. Toxic chemicals, artificial sweeteners, chemical preservatives, artificial colors. All this garbage, trans fats, you know, it's incredible. I probably don't talk about food enough because for me, it's almost like a boring topic because I've already mentioned everything that's relevant in terms of food, but there's new research coming out all the time. And we should not live in a nation where people die of cancer or diabetes or heart disease for that matter, because all the cures are right there. It's just that people don't want to eat those cures. They'd rather eat Pop-Tarts and Oreo cookies and sugared up breakfast cereal and fried donuts and fried Snickers bars, whatever they're eating at the county fair. Okay, you want to commit suicide at the county fair by eating fried Snickers bars or fried sticks of butter they serve, I've heard, at some county fairs. If you want to do that, then, you know, I guess that's your freedom. That's your choice. If you want to commit suicide, just don't fool yourself into thinking that you're living a healthy diet because you ate half a salad at McDonald's after your fried stick of butter at the county fair. That's not healthy. And just don't kid yourself. That's all I'm saying. You're free to commit suicide by food if you want, but just be honest about it. Just be honest about what you're doing. That's all I'm really saying here. And if you want the knowledge of what cures, what gives you longevity and health, just read food.news or health.news. I've also got herbs.news. And come to think of it, turmeric.news. And there's hundreds more, but those are the ones that are relevant to this topic today. So, you know, be informed and you don't have to suffer through cancer or anything else, really. You can live a healthy life, a very long life, with healing foods. And they're available in your grocery store right now. You don't even need a prescription, people. You don't need a pharmacy. You don't need your doctor's advice to eat anti-cancer foods. Just learn it and do it. Don't ask for permission, for God's sake. Just do it. And you can live healthier. Trust me. I'm doing it right now. And so are millions more who've followed my work and read Natural News and listened to Health Ranger podcast. Millions of people out there living healthier lives. You can be one too, if you're not already. Share this with others. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible.
We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosatetested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.